welcome to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. This is the show that teaches you how to become stronger, thinner, healthier, happier, and much more. Now, here's your host, Dr. David Matto.
Hey guys, welcome back to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. I'm Dr. Dave, and I'm recording live again from Las Vegas, Nevada, still here. This is the show where I help you live stronger, thinner, healthier, and happier. And actually much more. I want to tell you about something I just did. It was the Las Vegas Rock and Roll Half Marathon. Just completed it last night. It was amazing. And I want to just back up for a second and share with you the reason I not only did it, but believe in doing things like this. I've been talking about this for a long time, pretty much ever since my podcast started, that I really believe that when you sign up for an event and train for it, and you keep doing this many times during the year, it keeps that in itself keeps you in good shape, because you have to be responsible for training, at least at some level, to be able to complete the event comfortably, healthy, without getting injured, without getting hurt, anything like that. And I've been doing this for a long time. I've been running races, oh my God, for over 30 years. Been planning backpack trips, I do it not only because I love doing these things, but I know when I put something on the calendar, I'm going to be forced to make sure I'm in good enough shape to complete it, whether it is a backpacking trip or race, half marathon, a marathon, whatever it may be. I'm going to then be responsible for having to complete it. And this is kind of the way I live my life, because if I didn't do this, if I just didn't have anything on the calendar, and you can get lazy. You can get really, really lazy, and days can go by without getting out there and walking or running, and then they turn into weeks and they turn into months, and before you know it, you've lost a lot of the training that you've been doing over all this time. So that's why I try to keep things on the calendar. So I want to tell you a little bit about this race that I signed up for and completed last night. So it was several months ago. I'm not even sure how I saw it, but I noticed online that there's going to be what they call the Rock and Roll Half Marathon and Full Marathon in Las Vegas the same weekend I was doing my my conference. And luckily it was perfect timing. So my conference ends on a Saturday, and this Rock and Roll Marathon and Half Marathon were to take place on the Sunday, and not only on the Sunday, but on the Sunday evening, because it's really, really cool. What it is, it's a race that runs on the Strip in Las Vegas. They close off the entire Strip, and as it turns out, there are about 40,000 plus runners converging on Vegas and running. There's a 10K option, there's a half marathon, and a marathon. And so I signed up for this, not knowing anything about it, but just it looked pretty cool. And my training was fair. I wouldn't say great. It was fair. It was good enough to, good enough to complete the race, or so I thought. So Sunday around, the race started at 4:30. So Sunday, probably around 2 p.m., I made my way out of my hotel room, which was in the Westgate, and I had to take the monorail over to the MGM and then get out of the MGM and walk across the street. It's like a whole big thing. I'd say from start to finish, leaving my hotel room and getting to the start line took every bit of an hour or close to it. Trying to figure out how to go, it took every bit of an hour. So I got to the start line, and it's really crowded, but it's really, really, really well organized. And sure enough, as they announced, they had a musical artist that was going to be playing a free concert at the start line. And who was it other than Kid Rock? So right at 3 o'clock, Kid Rock started, and let me tell you, it was phenomenal. And the energy from all these people that were hanging there around the stage, there were thousands and thousands and thousands of people watching a free Kid Rock concert. It was unbelievable. And there were food vendors, and there were tons of bathrooms, porta potties, so there were no long lines. It was extremely, extremely well organized. One of the better organized marathons I've seen, actually. So then around 4 o'clock or so, we all started making our way to the start line. And so it's warm. It's fairly warm out. And I packed up a lot of my gear that I brought with me and checked it at the gear check-in place. So I wouldn't be able to get it till the end of the race, because the end and the start are not at the same places. And they truck it to the end. And it's pretty cool the way they do that. So all I had on was a shirt, like a t-shirt, pair of running shorts, and that was it, and shoes, of course. Now it starts getting a little bit darker and a little bit colder around 4 o'clock or so. And I had already checked my gear, and I'm thinking, okay, it's okay. And the wind starts really, really picking up. I'm thinking, okay, I'm looking around, and other runners are kind of in the same situation as I am. And as we get to the start line, it starts getting darker and really, really windy. And I'm looking up at the sky, and it looks like it's getting seriously overcast. And remember, this is a desert. And in a desert, you know, there are extremes in all kinds of things like wind and temperatures. And deserts are not always hot, as you know. Deserts can be very, very cold. So I'm kind of worried. Here I am in a t-shirt and shorts, no gloves or anything, and the wind is picking up like crazy. It's getting colder. The skies look like they're ready to open up. And here I am at the start line. So the race starts with, and they started in a very, very organized way, like different waves at a time. I was in different corrals. I was in corral 21. So even though the race started at 4:30, my corral, I didn't cross the start line in corral 21 until probably close to around 5 o'clock or so. So I'm running on the road here, and it starts to get colder and colder. I'm running against the wind, and I'm thinking, this is crazy. And I'm really worried that it's going to start to rain. So within the first mile or two, I look down on the road, and there is a discarded sweatshirt, it looked like, or so it appeared. And let me back up for a second, because it's very common in a marathon or a half marathon for people to bring a lot of heavy gear to the start of the race, and as the race starts, they shed the gear, just throw it on the road alongside. And typically, what happens is crews come by and pick them up and donate to the homeless. So it's a pretty good thing, actually. So, but within the first mile or two, I see this heavy-looking sweatshirt on the side of the road, just begging for me to pick it up. And I picked it up, and sure enough, it was the right size. So I put it on, and all of a sudden, my body warmed up, and so I'm running in this newly acquired sweatshirt for the next on and off for the next few miles. When I say on and off, as my body started heating up, I would take it off and just wrap it around my waist and run a little bit more. And then as I started getting colder, I'd put it back on and maybe even walk a little bit, then take it off. So it was alternating. So this sweatshirt, I think could have possibly saved my life, or I may have had, who knows what would have happened. I don't know if I was going to get hypothermia, but it got to the point where we're running towards the downtown Las Vegas area. And by the way, if you've never been to downtown Las Vegas, it's a trip. I mean, most people don't get down there, but it's like a kind of like a real downtown. They've got some big buildings, and it's all lit up and kind of crazy. We're getting to the downtown area, and it's. I'm starting to feel kind of warm, and I figure, okay, maybe the whole wind thing is over. Maybe and the rain is. And by the way, I don't know if I can't remember if I mentioned it started raining. Also, I may not have mentioned that, but it started raining. The weather was just a mess. And again, it's desert here. It's unpredictable. We can't tell what it's going to be like. So I shed my newly acquired sweatshirt, and I actually threw it on the side of the road, thinking that I try to remember where it was, because I'd be coming back the same way, and if I needed it, I'd pick it up. So we're running downtown, and then we start running back towards the finish line. It was another 4 miles to go, and we're heading south. Let me think, make sure I get that right. South. So as I'm running south on the strip, the last 4 miles, it is just, the wind has picked up, it's getting cold. My shirt was a little bit wet from sweat, and then the cold wind is blowing at me. I'll tell you something, it was really, really uncomfortable. I totally missed where I put the sweatshirt down, so I didn't see it, and I forgot about it. So I'm running this 4 miles back, shivering, cold, uncomfortable, but knowing that it's only 4 miles, knowing that I'm going to make it to the finish line. But it was crazy. So I did finish. I finished in a pretty slow time, which is okay. All I wanted to do was finish it. I didn't really care about my time, because I was not really like highly trained for this. I don't know. Some time had gotten away from me, and I hadn't been running as, like I said a little while ago, I hadn't been running as much as I wanted to. So I got to the finish line, and they hand out those Mylar like emergency blankets. They've got like 40,000 of them. Like everybody gets one. So I wrapped it around myself. I start feeling a little bit warmer there. Got my medal, and in order to get to where my check bags were, it's at least a half a mile walk, because they're just, imagine so many people. It's like a mass of humanity, all these people finishing, and you can't just stop at the finish line. You have to keep walking. So they've got you like kind of in this area where this stage area where you kind of keep walking and walking and walking. And then eventually we got to the area where, and I found my, I got my bag at my gear. So I basically changed right then and there and put on some long sleeve stuff, and I felt better. But before that, I mean, I was shivering, I was cold, and hypothermia can be very, very serious. Even if it's 50 or 60 degrees out, but there's a cold wind, and if you're wet, it can be very, very serious, and people die of hypothermia, and it's not taken seriously enough, I think. So I changed, and I'm kind of walking around and getting some I ate two bananas, and then I'm trying to make my way back to the monorail to get back to my hotel. And as I'm doing that, I'm feeling okay, but I remember getting to the monorail. It was probably about a 10-minute walk before I got to the monorail, and I'm kind of like disoriented. I couldn't really find my way. And when I got to the monorail, I had to get my ticket, and I put my credit card in, and I remember standing at the ticket booth getting my ticket, and I felt like I was going to just faint. I felt like I was going to just drop over. I had to like hold on to this booth, hold on to this machine, and just and do everything I could not to just black out and fall over. I just, for some reason, I don't know what it was. I'm not sure whether it was my body temperature was going weird. I'm not sure what the problem was, but I literally almost fainted. But I was able to like get my composure. I got stronger. I stood up. I was okay. But it was an incredible experience. We can't predict the weather, and we have to be prepared. And last night, I must say, I was not fully prepared. As experienced as I am in things like this, I was not prepared. I packed all my junk and gave it to the bag check people, and there was no way to get it back. And here I am with almost nothing on in the desert. And it's cold, and it's raining, and it's windy as hell. And here is David Matto trying to run a half marathon. It was crazy. It was crazy. But something? At the end, I finished. Crossing that finish line was very cool. I got my medal. It felt great. I went out and got a really nice Chinese dinner after that. And it's funny. In this restaurant that was way off of the strip, it's kind of one of my favorite places in Las Vegas. It's called the Joyful House. There were at least two other tables of people right next to me that had done the race as well. So we all started talking, and I'm talking about how horrible the weather was. And it was just a lot of fun. And even at that point, I was still chilled. I walked into the restaurant, and I had a couple layers, and plus my jacket on, and I was still chilled. And then I got real hot, and I took everything off. Then I got cold again. It was very, very weird. Now, the day after, I'm totally, totally fine, totally recovered and fine. And just and I think one of the reasons is because I am trained. Again, I said I was not 100% trained for this race, but I still am an athlete who always tries to stay in good shape, and I'm always pretty much always at least half marathon ready, I would like to say. I think I could run a half marathon any day without doing anything special, just because I've got this base that's been built up that I'm pretty confident I could do a half marathon anytime. A marathon is a different story. Marathon takes some very, very serious training. I wouldn't advise going out and trying to run a marathon unless you're seriously trained for it, because I'll tell you, 13 miles is one thing, 13.1 that is, 26.2, let me tell you don't even start feeling anything until you get to 15, 16, 17, 18 miles, you start feeling, and then you got a good 10 miles to go after that. It's not, marathons are not for the timid, I will tell you right now. So if you're thinking about doing some type of listening to me as far as the advice I give, as far as the trying to schedule something, it depends on what kind of level you are. But even if you've never done anything, look for a local 5K race, and you can even walk it. But put something on the calendar. Keep your calendar fairly full of these events, and you'll find your life will change, because you will be, as I said, you'll be forced to stay in shape. Hopefully, you won't have an experience that I had last night. And it wasn't horrible. I don't want to like paint this horrible picture. I still was enjoying it. It was really fun. There were just a lot of great, great energetic people running this race. And I don't remember if, I think I did mention this at the beginning of the show, but just seeing Kid Rock give, I did mention that, seeing Kid Rock give that free concert and getting everybody pumped up was just incredible. So you can tell why I love stuff like this. And you know, I always talk about that Beta Breakers race in the 12K in San Francisco every May. It's just, it's another thing I put on my calendar and I make sure I'm ready and in shape to do it. And when you have things like this, you know, over your calendar on a yearly basis, when you have all these things going on, you're going to be forced to stay in, you're going to be forced to stay in good shape. So that's kind of my message for today. I'm trying to think if there's anything I want to talk about while I'm here in Vegas. We had a conference that went really well, really pumped up and energetic, did this half marathon last night. I'm just kind of chilling today, getting some work done. It's even in my hotel room where I am right now, just having fun, relaxing, getting work done, doing my stuff, doing my yoga, meditating. It's just, this is my life. And I don't take time off when I'm on vacation. In other words, while I'm away on vacation, I don't say to myself, oh, well, I don't have to do my yoga. I don't have to eat right. I've got a refrigerator over around the corner here in my room that's stocked with fresh fruit, all kind of stuff that I eat because I don't, again, I don't make exceptions. I don't say, well, I'm away for a week on vacation. And this is not a vacation. This is a working trip. But I don't say I'm away on vacation. I'm going to go ahead and make an exception and I'm going to eat blank. No, I don't do that. I live this lifestyle every single day, whether it's eating plant-based, whether it's meditating, whether it's doing yoga, whether it's being kind to other people, whether it's smiling, whether it's getting out there and running, whatever it may be. This is the lifestyle that I live. It's helped me in an enormous way. And why would I stop it? Why would I give up? Why would I give it up while I'm on vacation? That's crazy. It's not that it's hard to do. It's the way I do things. So it's not like I am forced to do this and it's very difficult and I'm stressed out about it all the time. No, this is my life. I do it like this is what I do all the time, and it's become a habit. And I wouldn't even dream about doing it in any other way. So that's what I'm trying to share with you. When you get into these habits, when you you have the habit of moving your body and only putting healthy food into your body, and being at peace with yourself and loving yourself and meditating. When you get into these habits, they become habits. It becomes your lifestyle. And I hope you can do it. You don't have to do it exactly the way I do it, but these are the things that I do, and I've taught you about these over the past several years. And I hope at least you've gotten some information from me that help, even if in a small way, helps you live your life in a better way than you ever had before. Right now, I'm drinking green tea. I don't drink junk. You'll never see me drink soda. It's extremely rare that I drink alcohol. If I do, it's with my wife usually, and we're drinking a little bit of sake with dinner. But it's not common. I either drink water or some type of herbal or green tea. That's pretty much all I drink. I just don't drink anything else. And here in Vegas, I could practically become an alcoholic if I wanted to, but I choose not to put those things into my body because it's not going to do me any good in any way. So it's a lifestyle, and I hope you listen carefully, and I hope I'd like to lead by example. And I never say that you have to do this, you have to do this, and I never say that, you know, if you do this differently than I do, I don't like you. Never. No, we're friends, and I really appreciate you being here, listening to my show or watching me on the video part of my show. I really appreciate that. Some of you have asked how to stay in touch with me. It's very, very easy if you know my name. My name is David Matto. I know, of course, you probably know my name. But if you're new and this is the first time you're ever seeing me and you don't know anything about me, it's David Matto, DavidMadow. And if you know my name, you can find me anywhere online, from the David Matto website, which is davidmatto.com, to Facebook, to Instagram, to Twitter, to Periscope. I do a lot of Periscope broadcasts. I try to do one every morning to inspire you, to motivate you. So I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I love what I do. I love helping you. And as I always say, if I helped one person, just one person with the information I gave today, I'm a happy guy. So I'll see you soon. Remember, these shows come, the David Matto Lifestyle Show, this podcast comes out every Monday morning, a brand new one every Monday morning. This is number 110, and I don't plan to stop anytime soon. So until next time, until next week, I'm Dr. Dave. See you then. Talk to you later. Bye.
Thanks for listening to the David Matto Lifestyle Show. Please be sure to join us again next week. And remember, you are no longer alone.